Okay, let's get cracking. We're continuing to learn the third parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be finishing off the third parak of Kilayim with Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav and Parak Gimel Mishnah Zayin. In Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav, we're going to be discussing a case where a person has an onion field and he wants to replace some of his rows of onion with rows of gourds. How can he do that? Let's learn Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, Haisa sadehu zerua b'tzalim, a person has a field that is planted with onions. Umevakesh lita b'soch shuros shalduluim. And a person wants to plant in this onion field rows of gourd. So there's going to be three-way machlokas regarding how he can do it, what the distances have to be, and so on. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel says, Oker shte shuros. First, he has to uproot, he has to take out two of the rows of onion. Now, the onion rows are 8 amos large. Each row of onion are rather 4 amos. So you have two rows, and the 2 rows equal 8 amos. Vinote, so he takes out the 2 onion rows, which are 8 amos total. Vinoteya shurachas, and then he replaces it with 1 row of gourd. Each row, again, is 4 amos. So he replaces the 8 amos with 4 amos, and now he has a 4 amos row of gourd. On each side of it, he has 2 amos that make up for the 4 extra amos that were taken out when he removed the onion. Continues the Mishnah, still in the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Umaniach kamas bitzalim bimkom shtei shuros, and he leaves the standing onions in the place of bimkom shtei shuros, in the place where they were already growing in the field. The oker shtei shuros vinoteya shura achas, and then he has to uproot 2 additional rows of onions. Vinoteya shura achas, and he plants again 1 row. Of the gourd, right? So again, that's what he's going to be doing. This is the most stringent opinion, where he needs to uproot 2 rows of onion, replace it with 1 row, so that there are always 2 amos in between the different the gourd and the onions. 2 amos between the gourd and the onions, and according to Rabbi Yishmael, in addition to there being 2 amos between the gourd and the onion, you also need 12 amos in between the gourd and each other. So the way that it would work is basically to have 8 amos of 2 rows of onions, then 2 amos, then a row of gourds, then another 2 amos, then 2 rows of onions, then another 2 amos, and a row of gourds. But when you have the 8 amos of the onions, and plus the 2 amos on both sides of the onions, that's 8 plus 4 equals 12. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, there are 2 things that you need when replacing the onions, and that is, number one, you need 2 amos in between the gourd and the onion, in between the different types of species, you need 2 amos. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, you need 12 amos in between the different, in between the gourds themselves. That's why you have onion in the middle. You don't have the gourds next to each other, you have onion in the middle. So that's 8 amos plus 2 amos on both sides of the onion. That equals 12 amos. So you have 2 amos in between the onions and the gourds, and 12 amos in between the different rows of gourd. Okay, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, and this is going to be the most makel opinion. Oker shtei shuros, vinoteya shtei shuros. You can, when you uproot the 2 rows of the onions, then you can plant 2 rows of gourds. Instead of planting 1 row of gourd, like Rabbi Shmuel said, you're planting 2 rows of gourd. So now we took away 2 rows, that's 8 amos, and we're planting 2 rows, that's another 8 amos. So there's, Rabbi Akiva, rather, there's no reason to have 2 amos in between the different species, in between the gourd and the onion. All you need is the 6 tvachim, and therefore you're replacing 2 with 2. Umaniach kamas b'tzal b'mkom shtei shuros, and you're going to then leave the standing grain there in the place of the 2 rows. V'oker shtei shuros v'noteya shtei shuros, and you're going to keep doing that. You're going to uproot 2 rows and you're going to leave 2 rows. Uproot 2 rows and leave 2 rows, because again, all you're doing is replacing 8 amos with 8 amos. And again, all there need to be are 6 tefachim in between the onions and the gourds. And that's number one. And number two, you don't need the 2 amos. And you also, according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't need the 12 amos in between the gourds. That's the most makil opinion. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Now we're going to have the middle opinion, the opinion of the Chachamim. The Chachamim, Omer and the Chachamim say, Im ein bein shur l'chaver t'shtei mesrei ama, lo yikai mesazera shal benatayim. Says the Chachamim, if you don't have 12 amos in between the rows of gourd, then you can't do that. You can't put any more gourd, and it's not going to work. It's not allowed. You must have 12 amos in between the gourd plants, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. So the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yishmael regarding the fact that you require 12 amos between gourd plants, but they agree with Rabbi Akiva in that you don't need 2 amos in between the gourds and the onions. This is a compromised opinion. A lot of times in halacha, when there are 2 extreme opinions, we're actually going to paskin like the compromised opinion. So you paskin like the Chacham, and the Chacham holds, like Rabbi Yishmael, number one, that you do need 12 amos in between the gourd plants themselves. You'd have the 4 amos of 2 rows of gourd plants. Then you'd have 8 amos of the onions, and again, you'd have to have 12 amos in between the gourd plants. However, the Chacham agree with Rabbi Akiva that we don't need to leave 3 amos in between the gourd and the onions themselves. 6 tefachim works. Okay, now we're going to continue as we finish off the parak with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, Delos biyarok. When you have these Greek gourds and they're next to some sort of a vegetable in the field, kiyarak, the halacha is like a vegetable, and therefore all you need are 6 tefachim in between the Greek gourds and the vegetable. Now the Bartanur point out that the reason why this is a chiddush, we already know this 6 tefachim halacha, is because Greek gourds have leaves that are extra large, extra extending, and therefore we're concerned. Maybe one might think that you should get more than 6 tefachim, but no, the Mishnah teaches us Greek gourds that are next to vegetables only require 6 tefachim. Uvetvua, but if they're next to grain, nosim la beis rova, the halacha is, like we learned earlier, there has to be a beis rova in between the Greek gourds and the grain. That's when it comes to one Greek gourd and one vegetable, one Greek gourd and one thing of grain. Now we're going to deal with a field. Says the Mishnah, if a person has a field that is planted with grain, uvikesh, lita lisocha, shura, shelteluin, and a person in this grain field wants to plant a row of this Greek gourd. Says the Mishnah, Noshtin la avudasa shisha tfachim. A person needs to give 6 tfachim in between the Greek gourd and the grain, right? Even though, as the Bartanur explains, even though normally a beis rova is required to be in between a Greek gourd and grain, but that's only when you have individual, when you have one thing of wheat there and tvua, and you have one thing of Greek gourd, then you need a beis rova. But here, because it's a whole row of delas, this whole row of Greek gourd, that's like considered to be its own makom, its own place, and therefore we only require 6 tefachim, as opposed to when you have just one of each, when you have one tevuah and one delas, then it looks kind of mixed in, and therefore you need 6 tefachim. Then you need a beis rova. But here we only need 6 tefachim because you have a whole row of the delas. But continues the Mishnah, v'im higdila, if this delas, if the Greek gourd grows so much and the leaves begin to extend into the 6 tefachim, then yakar milfanel, then you have to uproot some of the leaves and get rid of it, because there must be this minimum of 6 tefachim in between the tevuah and the delas, in between the wheat and the Greek gourds. Now that's the opinion of the Tana Kama. However, Rabbi Yossi says, no, 6 tefachim not going to work. Nostin la avodasa arba amos. How much space must you have in between the tevuah and the delas, between the grain and the gourd? You must have 4 amos. So I would have thought maybe a beis rova, just like by a single tevuah and a single delas. But Rav Yossi goes a little bit more extreme and he says, no, 4 amos. How much is 4 amos? 4 amos is six times the amount. Is rather, I'm sorry, four times the amount that the Tanakhama said. Because this is four amos, and there are six tfachim in one amma. The Tanakhama said six tfachim. But now we're talking about four amos, which is four times six tfachim, because each amma is six tfachim. So Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, no, that you must have four amos of separation. Amr lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yossi, Hasachamir zo min hagafen. Are you going to be more strict? You're going to be more machmir when it comes to this case of the gourd and the tvu than we are when it comes to gefen, when it comes to grapevines. Normally, there's a halach of kile hakerem, which we'll learn about, where it's even more strict. Normally, we're more strict when it comes to gefen, but here, gefen and tvu only require six tvachim. So, why are you saying four amos for this case of the gourd? Are we more strict when it comes to gourd and wheat than we would be with gefen, with a grapevine and wheat? Amar lehen, Rabbi Yossi responds and says, Matzinu shezo hachamura min hagefen, yes. We clearly see that this case of the gourd is more strict than gefen, is more strict than the grapevine. Shele gefen yechidis nosten la'avodos hashisha tvachim. Because when it comes to an individual grapevine, one grapevine, all we require is six tvachim. Vele delas yechidis nosten la'beis rova. But clearly, as we learned in the beginning of our Mishnah, an individual gourd requires a beis rova. So if we require if we're more strict for the individual, then yeah, then it'll be more strict when it comes to the gefen as well. So what this doesn't answer, however, is why, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not a beis rova. Why doesn't he say a beis rova? Why does he say four amos? Unclear. But that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So So we have Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama arguing regarding what to do when you have this gourd in the same field that you're trying to uproot as the tevuah. But both Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim both agree that when you have an individual gourd, an individual tevuah, there has to be a beis rova in between them. We're about to see two other opinions regarding what to do when you have grain and a delas individually, not rows, but individually. We just saw machlokas regarding when you have the rows, and now we're going to see what you have the machlokas when you have them individually. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Kol shlosha deluin lebeis saw." That whenever you have three gourds in a beis saw field, lo yavi zera lezoch beis saw, you can't bring any more seeds in that beis saw. So basically, according to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, you have a field of one big beis saw. You're only allowed to plant three gourds, which means that you need a third of a beis saw around each individual gourd. That's much larger than a beis rova. That's much larger than six tefachim. But that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. You need a third of a beis saw around every gourd. Because again, according to them, they're bigger plants, and therefore you need more space around them. Finishing off the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi ben Achoti Fefrasi Amar Mishom Rabbi Shmuel. This is another opinion. Also, this is in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Call shlosha deluin lebeis kor, that every time you have three gourd in a base core is much larger. It's 30 base saws, right? So only like the previous, it's one base saw. This is 30 times the size. The base core is 30 times the size of the previous field of a base saw. Lo yavi zara l'soch base core. Here too, you can't bring more than three seeds of gourd into a base core. That's huge. That means that you can only have three gourd in a field that is 30 times the size of the previous field. Again, the Bartanura explains like he did previously. It's a little bit unclear why he's so strict. It's such a large field, and you can only plant three gourd. Unclear exactly why he's so strict, but that's the opinion of Yossi ben Achoti Fefrasi in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. And certainly we don't follow either of these opinions. We generally assume that you need a beis rova surrounding the individual yard, the individual gourd, and the Greek, and then you're going to need the six tfachim in between the row of gourd and the row of tevuah. Quick review. In the Perek Yom Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah was discussing the situation where you have rows of onion, and how do you plant in that row, in the field, rows of gourd, through machlokas, between Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim. Ultimately, the question was how many almas must there be in between the gourd and the onion, how much between the different gourd plants, and so on and so forth. Ultimately, we uphold like the Chachamim, namely, that you need 12 amos in between the different gourd plants, but then we also hold, but the Chachamim also hold, that you don't need to leave 2 amos in between the gourds and the onions, bit of a compromised approach, being that Rabbi Yishmael held that you need 12 amos in between the gourds and 2 amos in between the onion and the gourd. And Rabbi Akiva held that you need neither. The Chacham said, no, you need 12 amos in between the gourd plants, but you don't need 2 amos in between the gourds and the onion. And then Perek Yom Mishnah Zayin discussed the case of the gourds being planted in a wheat field. So generally speaking, the most hold that you need a Beis Harova in between the individual delas and the individual tevua. But the question is, when you have a field of tevua, a field of grain, and you're trying to put some gourds into that. So it's a machlokas. One opinion, 6 tefachim, and the second opinion is 4 amos in between the gourd and the tevua when you're making rows. And then the machlokas was regarding general, when you have an individual tevua, an individual delas. So according to the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi, you need a Beis Harova in between them. But then there were much larger amounts according to Rabbi Yishmael or Rabbi Meir in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. And then different amounts, a much larger amount, when we had Yossi ben Achoti Fefrasi in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. But regardless, that is the machlokas regarding planting gourd plants in tevua in grain fields. Have a great day.